Hey, 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 Grand Rising. Good afternoon, good evening to all of you out there. How's everyone doing today? It's Monday, Moonday. Hey, I just wanted to share something. So, I've always been interested in my shadows, period. And you know, some kids, when they little, when they discover their shadow, they be screaming and running, trying to get away from their shadow. So your shadow is something that's always with you 24 hours 7 days a week. It's with you but apart from you. And the thing is that it only appears when there's light there. You know, I'm quite sure it's still there in the darkness because it's you. But it's just, this morning, I did a little experiment. My ancestors was walking with me. And my daughter was with me. She witnessed it. They were walking with us. Our shadows were many and surpassing us quick. Wasn't they, Jasia? You got to say it out loud.
Yeah.
But yeah. It was, and it was awesome. I ain't want to scare. I don't know if I did. I scare you with it? No, she wasn't scared. But it was just awesome. It was awesome. It's something to think about. I don't think everybody can see it, but we're seers, so we definitely saw it. We're in tune. But it is just awesome. Excuse me, just to see that and just to be in tune with self. Enough to see your ancestors walking alongside you. And I'm not exaggerating or making nothing up. I literally saw them ahead of me. It's my shadow, but it was many ahead of me, passing me, behind me, beside me. Hers was like that as well too. But that goes along with your spiritual walk, you know, being in tune with your higher self. Gotta be in tune with your higher self. I encourage everybody to go inside and do that inner work, man. Do that inner work. If nothing but for your healing. Because everybody don't want to see, you know. Everybody is not meant to see. Everybody is not going to see. Everybody is not going to be a healer or, you know, be able to do something. Everybody is given a gift, but we all have different gifts. And just... a lot of them are not in the spiritual realm. So, the ones who are in the spiritual realm, it's I ain't gonna say it's a burden, but it's a heavy crown to carry. It really is, because it's a lonely path. And I know I started out talking about shadows, but this goes along with shadow work. Someone was saying, you know, they was like, so being in that, you have come into consciousness, self-aware, this, that, and the third, you know, how has it changed you? How do you feel? I say, I'm sad, actually. I say, because I actually long to go home for that unconditional love. Not that I want to die. I'm just saying, you know, I know this is not home. I'm here while I'm here. So I told him, I said, oh, I'm very... No, he wanted to know why I felt like that. He said, I must be new to being a Heyoka empath. And I was like, no, I know who I am. A Heyoka empath is the highest empath there is. Excuse me. And I'm quite aware of it. And it's a burden at times. It's a blessing and a curse. But I have to bear that, because that's my gift that I have to bear. And I don't have to like it, but I accept it, and I gotta fulfill my purpose. But you guys, just seek out your higher self. That's all I wanted to say. Have a great day.